French word is carotte. They take that tobacco leaf and they roll it just as tight to where you could hit it like that, be almost like a stick. And they'd cut the tips off and they'd call it a carotte. It looked like a carrot. I don't know if they just made on their word up because of the way that their cigars looked.
Folks ever put it in their mouth around here?
Yeah. Chew it?
Yeah, a lot of folks do that around here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever remember any old time remedies folks would take, maybe the roots of trees and
prepare? Oh my goodness, yes. Tobacco was one of them. If you'd get stung by a bee or something, they'd chew tobacco and then they'd put it, when it was still wet from being chewed, and they'd put it on your sting.
Yes.
Or they had sassafras, or it's supposed to draw out the poisons.
Remember when that old lady cooked some china balls?
Oh my goodness, they have 100 old remedies.
Yeah.
They have billy goat weeds, they'd make a tea out of that. They have sassafras. Is it sassafras roots?
That's for the filet. Well, the sassafras leaves is for
the leaves are for the filet, but the roots, they'd make a tea out of it.
Yeah.
They have some plants they call a mamou. They use that for medicine. Then you can go into the voodoo medicine. They take the blood from a black hen and make a circle around your body and
We had one of our children that had the leaking tear ducts. You know how, I don't know if anything about babies, but a lot of babies have the stopped up tear ducts, you know, so they just run. And she fried these china balls until she got the grease out of it. And it, you know, gave it to me in a little jar and I put it in his arms and it worked.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness gracious. You know that old guy I had you talk to the other day?
Yeah.
He can give you 110 remedies for anything you're gonna have.
Yeah.
Anything from a cold to a, what did his wife have? She had some sores around her belly. The mal anglais was the French word for the disease. I don't know what the real English word is. Anyway, they take the blood from
shingles.
Shingles, that's what it is. They take the blood from a black hen. It had to be a black hen, you know, and they cut her neck and take the blood from the black hen and make the circles around the shingles so they wouldn't spread.
Yeah.
Even if your child has worms, they have another thing for it. I don't know what it is. But billy goat weeds is supposed to make a real strong tea for when you have a bad cold, stopped up head, and so on.
Do they work?
Supposedly they'll break fever. I don't know. You know, they'll break a fever just as aspirin would.
Did they ever work on you?
I wouldn't trust them. The only thing I can remember when I was a kid, I had warts on one hand, and one of those old type people like that did something to it and it fell off. That's the only thing I can remember.
Well, that was the time they were tied in knots and the string, very warts you had, and very strange.
I would imagine that goat weed tea must have something in it that breaks fever like aspirin does.
Okay, now you grew your own. Back in the old days, did y'all grow a lot of your own?
They had another thing they called a patate fleur.
Mm-hmm.
They'd make a, have you heard of that one? It's a patate fleur. It would do something and they'd take it, they'd mash it and make a medicine out of it and make a compact, like if you'd have a bad cut or something. Or if you'd have a bad cut and you had a hard time stopping the bleeding, they'd take cobwebs out of the top of the bone and they just pull them all in a big pile and they'd make a compress with that. Of course, I guess galls would have done the same thing. I guess anything that would have solved the blood and let it coagulate on the wound would have stopped it.
Okay. When you had a wound and something that didn't heal up right, there might be a kind of a skinless growth in there, and they would call that, what, did they have a name for that? Sometimes they'd have to burn it out with alum.